are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. Today I have a really exciting guest on the line, Erin Madore, who is the co-founder of Grounded Warrior. We are going to learn today how to become grounded and how you can sign up for Erin's amazing program and all of her latest ventures and new place she's opening up. So stay tuned and I'll bring Erin on very shortly. All right, everybody, I officially have the founder of Grounded Warrior, Erin Madore, on the line. Hey, Erin, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Jackie?
Good. So excited to have you on in the Next on Scene podcast. You have a lot of stuff going on for what's next for Erin. So tell us all about, you know, what Grounded Warrior is and how you fell into becoming an entrepreneur.
So, well, in terms of being an entrepreneur, I knew when I was a kid that I wanted to own my own something. In my parents' basement, I would have a bakery one day. The next day, I would own an Airbnb, a bed and breakfast. The next day, I would own, you know, my own little retail shop. I always knew I wanted to do something bigger, and I'm really excited that a year ago, actually, May 2017, I left working for other people, and now I work for myself full time, and that's a great feeling.
Bravo! That's a big deal.
Yeah. Thank you. And May last year is also the time that I really focused on Grounded Warrior. Grounded Warrior came about because I train people, you know, one-on-one, and then I also teach yoga, boot camp, spinning, all these different types of classes. And my clients and students would do so well when they came to my class or when they worked with me one-on-one. However, all the other days during the week, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to fit in a great workout. They didn't necessarily have an hour, you know, every day of the week to exercise. And I started sending all my clients these like written out workouts to do with pictures of me doing the exercises. And it turned into quite the production, actually. And I realized, hey, this could be a company. Like, I could do this for people. And Grounded Warrior was born.
I love it. Well, that's so smart because, I mean, especially, you know, teaching yoga and stuff, people don't even understand what the positions actually are until they see them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it's also all about, like, keeping people moving. Like, my workouts are short. They're about 10 to 15 minutes long. Each week you get 4 different videos because we're all about variety. I believe everyone should do a little bit of conditioning, strength training, cardio, and yoga so that they feel their best.
Right.
And, so we started doing these videos exactly a year ago, and we've gotten up to about 60 members, which is really exciting. And actually, I just sent out a survey yesterday asking for member feedback. And I almost cried reading some of the comments. It was really amazing and cool to see people, you know, really relying on Grounded Warrior to get in their daily workout. So it was great.
No, I mean, it sounds like it was. I absolutely love the whole concept. And, you know, of course there's a market for it. How many people work out from home now, too? You know, it's like so valuable.
Exactly. Well, and it's great if you can go to a yoga class, but it's not necessarily realistic to think most people can get to the gym or a studio 5 or 6 days a week, which is really how often you should be exercising to feel your best.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if you can go 2 days a week to the, you know, your favorite spin class, then do 3 or 4 days of Grounded Warrior workouts in your living room. Like, no excuses.
Right.
It's right there.
Right. It's right there.
You don't need a lot of equipment.
No, it's all valid points. So what centers you the most, and how do you start your daily routine?
Ooh, this is a good question. I have consistently, for probably at least 5 or so years, been relying on 3 minutes of meditation.
I love meditation, too, so I can so relate to that.
Yeah. I use the meditation app, which is super simple, and all it does is it has chimes at the beginning and the end, and I find that sitting down, or even standing if I'm in a huge rush, like for 3 minutes and just taking really slow, deep breaths is really the most important part of my morning routine. Like if on days I skip that, I feel totally frazzled and my stress levels are higher, my anxiety is higher, and I feel like I'm just not being my best self. So I always try to start off with 3 minutes of meditation and a really, really good breakfast. It drives me nuts when people skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day for a reason. So on days that I can, I like to cook myself an egg and a half with some veggies and then a nice piece of Ezekiel toast. And I try to sit down and actually enjoy breakfast. And those two things set the mood for the whole day. They keep me grounded and they fill me up.
So what is Erin's ideal breakfast?
Ooh. Well, if it's a weekend and I'm not necessarily treating myself, but doing something a little more special, I love to make breakfast nachos, I guess you could call them. So I scramble a couple eggs with peppers, onions, and then I top it with some Mexican cheese and a ton of salsa, and I eat it with tortilla chips.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. You're making me reevaluate eggs right now. That sounds delicious.
I pretty much eat eggs every single morning for breakfast. I just find they have the best protein. They give me tons of energy, keep me feeling full, and there's so many different ways to do them.
Right.
It's crazy.
No, it's so true. Now, of course, you know, I didn't even ask this earlier in the beginning, but what inspired the name of the company, Grounded Warrior?
Oh, that's another great question. I knew I wanted my company and my product and community to be really centered, really grounded, balanced. And it's not about being perfect. It's just about finding that sense of, like, I am here. I am now, like, I am in the present moment. To me, that's grounded. And then I wanted it to be really strong because, honestly, when I exercise, the best part is feeling that internal, like, emotional, mental, spiritual strength being translated into a physical movement. And I always just feel so strong after, like, a warrior. And I decided, like, I want to inspire people to feel really grounded and really strong. And Grounded Warrior came about.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It totally coincides with who you are as a person. You know, if somebody meets you, I totally see both sides of that.
Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, no problem. It's so true. So, of course, I want to talk more about, like, the whole concept of Grounded Warrior, because now you guys have memberships and all of that. So can you explain to us a little bit more of how that works?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I wanted to try to make it as easy as possible for people to sign up. So we have essentially two membership plans. We have, you know, a strong level, which is where you get access to all of the different workouts every single week. I send out two emails every single week inspiring people to work out and stay on track. You have access to a Facebook group online where you can ask me questions. I post inspiring articles, little quotes and everything. So that's $31 a month, and it's super easy. And then we have an empowered level, which is the second option, and that is where you get all of the regular membership stuff plus two personal coaching calls and a personal nutrition call. And the nutrition one is with an actual health coach, and the mindset coaching calls are with me. So essentially, it's like every 7 to 10 days, you have the ability to talk to somebody, because Grounded Warrior is very hands-off in the sense that I'm not going to call you in the morning and say, hey, Jackie, did you work out today?
Right, right.
And most of my members love that because they're, you know, they put their workouts in their schedule, they have the reminders, they do them, they check in on Facebook, all this good stuff. However, there are a lot of people that need a little extra help and support. And I love, just like this right now, I love chatting with people and helping them, you know, prioritize their health and wellness. So the empowered level is more for those people that want that one-on-one touch.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, especially you with your background in like personal training, that's all one-on-one type of, you know, help.
Exactly. And yeah. Most of my clients, like right now I have clients and I see them one-on-one, and there is definitely something special when you can help someone focus on their specific needs and modifications and challenges and help them overcome that. And what I have found is most people who start with the empowered membership, they might stay there just for a few months and then change into the regular membership because they find that after a few months of having the support, they don't need it anymore.
Right.
And then we might do like one-on-one calls once a month or something. There's all these different options to add on. And so, yeah, to try to make it nice and sweet and easy. And actually for your members, I was giving everybody 40% off either the regular or the empowered, just using the ID, the coupon code next on scene, your podcast.
Awesome. I love it. That's so customized. I'm sure our listeners will love that. So
yeah, I have to say that also goes for our yearly memberships, which is a huge savings because the yearly membership for the strong level is already only like $270. It's marked down like $100.
That's
so
awesome.
You can use the 40% off anything because I love you and I love your community and your
that's
listeners.
Love. Thank you so much. That's so awesome and so valuable to anybody that's tuning in for sure. I mean, any health and wellness is a part of your everyday life that like it's just something you have to cater to on an hourly basis. Do you totally agree with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every opportunity to make a healthy decision is a great opportunity.
Right. It's so
breakfast,
true.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, every time you work out. Yeah.
Yeah. How many workouts do you actually do a day for you? Like take teaching outside of it. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I want to say I do one really good workout every single day. Well, 6 days a week. But then I usually, when I'm training and teaching in mini workouts, which is really fun. However, sometimes it's hard if I worked out really, you know, and really challenged myself earlier in the morning and I have three classes to teach and I'm teaching an arm balance in yoga or something. It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sometimes my arms are like, just stop.
Yeah, that's something I totally understand that 1000%. What is your favorite workout? Like, what do you enjoy the most out of everything that you do?
Ooh, my favorite workout. I would say I used to teach this great class and I'm going to be teaching this hopefully in the fall. And it's a combination. So you do 30 minutes of spinning and then you do 30 minutes of yoga.
Ooh.
And I love that class, not just as a teacher, but as a participant. The combination of the two, the cardio and then the yoga and the strength and the yoga practice, it's just amazing. And I find that the spinning gets me all warmed up and ready. And then going into a yoga session after that, I feel like $1 million when I end.
Yeah, it like totally balances it out, right? Like from high cardio to more relaxing and getting into like tone with your, I don't know the verbiage for that. You know better than I would. But like getting centered, right? I guess that's the word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the spinning is like a party. You know, I love turning the lights off, playing really fun music. And then the yoga is all about that connection to yourself. And I still play fun music and so forth, but the focus is different. The focus is, you know, not necessarily as a team, like in spinning, but it's more about like yourself. And I love that balance.
Right.
I always have.
Right. So obviously we learned a lot about like the Grounded Warrior itself and how you're very customizable to your clientele. But what do you think is that the main thing that really sets you apart from your competitors?
I think what really sets us apart is that there's so many workout video sites out there and a lot of them have different benefits, which is great. I find that most of them are just big compositories of workout videos.
Right.
Whereas Grounded Warrior, every week we actually send you, these are the four workouts you should do this week. And, you know, you get a variety of everything, total body conditioning, cardio, yoga, and strength training. So essentially everything you need to stay really strong and healthy, you'll get. And also, a lot of my members appreciate how short the workout videos are, because if you only have 10 minutes, you can still fit it in. And if you have 30 minutes, you can just do the workout video two or three times and make sure that you get in the right amount of time for you.
Right. No, that's all really good information. That was going to kind of lead to one of my other questions. What is the right amount of time or standard amount of time somebody should work out?
So minimum, and this is the American Heart Association, all these different research companies, everyone has said 10 minutes is a minimum for actual benefit.
Mm-hmm.
However, I encourage most people to aim for 5 to 6 days, and each day aim for 20 to 30 minutes as a minimum. Obviously, if you can fit in a 60-minute, you know, workout 2 or 3 days a week, that's great. Anything more than 60 or maybe 90 minutes, you don't necessarily see the same amount of returns unless you're training for something specific, like a marathon where you need to really build up continual endurance.
Right.
I would say most people, if you can aim 5 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes a day, you're going to feel great and you're going to look great.
I love it. This is like really good, insightful information. Good stuff, Erin. So, of course, I want to hear, I want you to share about your store opening. This is like so exciting, your fitness studio. So tell us about, you know, where it's opening in Dorchester. Give us a little breakdown of everything.
So this has been a long time coming. I'm very excited. In September or early October, I'll be opening a fitness studio across from Savin Hill T Station. It's going to be 110 Savin Hill Ave in Savin Hill. The name is Savin Hill Fitness Studio. Big surprise. and we're going to have a dedicated spin room. We'll have probably 6 to 8 spin classes every day. And then we have a huge, beautiful general use studio space. And that will be for yoga, bar, Pilates, Zumba. I'm going to be teaching booty yoga, which is amazing. I'm hoping to get some Bali-esque dancers in there. Just everything, circuit training, essentially everything that you don't need a lot of equipment for, because I believe in using your own body for your exercises.
Right.
You don't need, you know, thousands of different weights and pounds. You can just use your body and get in a great workout.
Right. No, that's all really, really insightful stuff. So are you going to be just running it, or are you going to teach your own classes in your studio?
I'll be doing both, actually.
Awesome.
So I'll be running it. I'm actually looking for teachers and trainers and massage therapists, dietitians. So if anyone listening is interested, erin@savinhillfitness.com is where you can reach me. I'll probably need to hire a lot of different people to work the team, because it's going to be a big team. And then I'm excited to teach at least 2 to 3 classes a day most days. I need the balance.
Right.
I want to be a grounded warrior, so I got to stay in that sense of keeping my energy levels high, but also really well.
I love it. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. This is a really amazing venture you're doing. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's like I said, it's been a really long time coming, and I feel like years of hard work and study and focus and, you know, risk taking has all accumulated to this moment.
Right.
I'm just really excited to see what the fall looks like. And Jackie, I would love if you actually came to my grand opening and Next on Scene could be there.
Yeah, that would be so, so fun. I would love that. Thank you for extending invitation. It sounds awesome.
Of course.
Yeah. My final question before we do game time is like, what are your goals? Well, you have a huge goal that's like already coming to fruition, which is amazing.
Yeah, so for Grounded Warrior, my goal for the rest of the year is to get up to 100 members. So we're a little over halfway there. And then for Savin Hill Fitness Studio, it's just to create an amazing, really, you know, inspiring team. And then to fill this space with amazing and inspiring people that want to get in a great workout and feel amazing.
I love it.
Those are my goals for the year.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. That's amazing. I'm so excited for you, Erin. Okay, so we're going to play some game time so people get to know you outside of, you know, your fun job, even though you love your work because your work is fun. But now we're going to just do something outside of, you know, workouts and stuff like that. So, question one. What is something you have to do in your daily routine? We did talk about meditation and your, you know, your daily cleanse of how to get centered. But what is something that you have to do outside of that?
Drink coffee.
Oh, really? What kind of coffee?
Well, right now I'm drinking a really nice large iced coffee from Sugar Bowl. It's a Dorchester coffee shop, which is awesome. And it's Hawaiian chocolate nut flavored.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
I love my coffee.
Yeah, I totally get that. And it also, like, I feel like it uplifts your energy too, right? Your energy levels and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I try to drink iced coffee at least midday throughout the whole year because there's been a lot of studies that show that drinking something cold can actually wake you up as well and make you feel energized. So I'm a big fan of iced coffee. So if anyone listening wants to come bring me iced coffee in the fall...
Good facts. What is it called? It's called Sugar, the place that you go.
Oh, it's Sugar Bowl, and it's on Dorchester Ave.
Do they have a few of them? Because it's, I feel like I've heard of it before.
Or yeah, it's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Oh my God, I'll have to come scope it out, and I'll aim to bring you on for your opening. I'll be there for you.
That sounds good, Jackie.
Love it. So what is your favorite guilty TV pleasure?
Oh, I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, but I love Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I love Grey's Anatomy, too. That's a good one.
I've been obsessed with that show since it came out. I don't think I've ever missed an episode. It's so good. It speaks to my heart.
It does.
It makes me cry.
It like speaks to all your emotions. Were you sad when McDreamy was killed off the show?
I was, but I like how they've taken Meredith's character and just made her even stronger.
That's what I thought, too. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah. I love her character, and I find her, Shonda Rhimes and all of the characters she writes, like Scandal, they're also inspiring. Like, if you need a really good, powerful woman TV show, like, anything by Shonda Rhimes is just exactly what you need. I feel like I always learn something in a way from Grey's and Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. Like, they're just really powerful women.
It's so true. These are all valid points. I never thought of it from that perspective. Love it.
Jackie, have you read her book? Can I ask you a question?
No, of course you can ask me a question. I have not. Is that something I should look into?
Yes. Oh, my God. I think the name of the book is The Year of Yes.
The year.
And I would encourage you to actually listen to the Audible because Shonda Rhimes actually reads it to you. And I have to say, I felt like Shonda and I had become best friends while listening to this book.
Oh my God.
And I was really sad when it was over because I felt like our friendship was over.
I need to totally check that out. That is awesome. So The Year of Yes. I'm totally going to check this out when we're done with our show. Thank you for asking me a question.
And you can enjoy it with iced coffee.
Yeah, exactly. I'll need both. They don't have a Sugar Bowl near me, though. They only have, like, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. I love the small coffee shops.
Gotta support local.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. I'm going to have to check that out next time I'm in your area. So, okay, cool stuff. Love Grey's Anatomy. That book I'm definitely going to check out. Who is somebody you admire in the health and wellness field that's an entrepreneur and why?
Ooh, it's funny that you say that because she's not necessarily in the health and wellness field, but the first person I thought of was Marie Forleo.
Oh, she's awesome.
I know she's more business, but I find that a lot of what she talks about is actually very focused on self-care and wellness and your entire well-being as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find her stuff so inspiring. And her as a entrepreneur in general is so inspiring to watch and to learn from. I would definitely say her.
She's the one that does, she does the B-School, right? Is that her?
Yes, that's her.
Did you ever do that or no?
No, but I have a lot of friends who have, and they have raved about it. I actually did the Boston Businesswoman Entrepreneurial Bootcamp last fall, and that was amazing. I'm
awesome.
Really happy I did that.
Awesome. Yeah, I know people that did it too. I always have heard about it, and I was curious if you, you know, obviously you brought it up. I was like, oh, I wonder if Erin ever did that. Awesome stuff.
No,
I thought you were going to bring somebody else up that from the health and wellness field specifically, were you?
Yeah, so I would say my other two favorites off the top of my head is Elena Brower, who's a New York City-based yoga teacher and author, and she's just amazing. All of her videos that you can find on YouTube are just beautiful yoga flows. She's very focused on connecting to yourself spiritually, connecting to the world, and creating peace and love. And she has been so inspiring for me. I actually got to meet her a couple years ago at Yoga Reaches Out, which was really exciting. And then on the other side of the spectrum, I also love Jillian Michaels.
She's awesome too. I know her. Yeah. Polar opposites, I feel like. Yeah.
But I feel like if I wanted to get, you know, my butt kicked by somebody, I would love to do a workout with Jillian Michaels someday. I think she's incredible. Her Facebook and Instagram posts are very insightful. And I like how she talks a lot about her family. And I believe she's adopted. I'm almost 100% sure. Mm-hmm. And I really find that her as a person, she seems awesome. Not just like as an actual health and wellness superstar, but as someone that you'd want to get to know. I think she seems really cool.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean, didn't she do that weight loss show? She was on, I mean, she's been on a lot of stuff, but she just seems really down to earth, like super down to earth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, some of her workouts are pretty intense, but yeah, I think she's very down to earth.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking more as like a personality, like, you know, outside of when she's actually teaching the workouts. But yeah, no, it's so funny that people you picked are a total description of you, because Elena's grounded and Jillian's like the warrior. It's so funny.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. I love it.
I didn't even think of that, Jackie.
Oh my God. So funny. I absolutely love that. Oh my God, Erin, this was so great. So tell everybody again how they can sign up for a potential membership, how they can follow you on social media, give everybody information for that.
Oh, great. So if anyone's interested, you can learn more about Savin Hill Fitness Studio by going to our Facebook page. It's super easy, Savin Hill Fitness Studio. And then we also have a website, savinhillfitness.com, if you want to check it out and just be signed up on the newsletter list so that you know what's upcoming. We will start selling memberships in July, which is really exciting for founding members. And then if you want something that's more in your own living room, because you can't make it to Dorchester, groundedwarrior.com is where you can learn more about my online fitness and wellness company. And remember to use the coupon code NEXT on Scene.
Like yes, use it, everyone.
And get 40% off. Yeah.
I love it. It's going to be so awesome to utilize that. That is a great deal, Erin. Thank you for extending that to our listeners.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I absolutely love your podcast, and I look forward to each and every week.
Thank you. That's so cute. Oh my God, Erin, you need your own podcast now. I know, not that you need to add something else. Yeah, not that you need to add something else right now, but something to think about. You know what I mean?
Great idea, yeah. Jackie.
This busy girl is getting too busy for herself now. It's okay. You figured out a way to be grounded. As long as you have that balance of being grounded, that's all that you need, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Erin, so much for coming on. It's been such a pleasure to have you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene, and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at GZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.